The Japanese Archipelago, 20 years in the future. Canine saturation has reached epidemic proportions. An outbreak of dog flu rips through the city of Megasaki. Mayor Kobayashi issues emergency orders, calling for a hasty quarantine. Trash Island becomes an exile colony. The Isle of Dogs.
I don't think I can stomach any more of this garbage.
Exactly. Same here. Words out of my mouth.
Nobody's giving up around here, and don't you forget it. Ever. You're Rex. You're King. You're Duke.
You're Boss.
I'm Chief. We're a pack of scary, indestructible alpha dogs.
Atari Kobayashi, you heroically hijacked a junior turboprop XJ-750.
Minute.
And flew it to the island because of your dog.
Darn it.
I've got a crush on you.
Hello and welcome to another movie podcast bonus. With me today is...
Luke,
for the first time, is this your first bonus or second bonus?
I do not recall.
It's been a while, right? You don't do them my often.
You don't choose good movies for them, so...
You don't watch what?
You don't choose good movies for them.
What? Are you saying this wasn't a good movie?
No, this is one of the good ones. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. Okay, I understand that. Well, you're the only other person who's seen it. Ralph hasn't seen it. Lexi is afraid of stop motion animation.
It's not. It's 3D.
It's what?
It's 3D.
It's 3D. anyway, this is a bonus for the movie called Isle of Dogs, the Wes Anderson latest film here. This is his second stop-motion animated film. His first one was Fantastic Mr. Fox. Are you a fan of that, by the way?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. But anyway, the review of this movie is all we're doing today. Before we do it right now, I'm just going to just put this info in here. Otherpodcast.com is our website where you can find this show and all the other bonus we've done. And podmoviecast@gmail.com is where you can send feedback if you have opinions on the show. So let us begin with our review of Isle of Dogs. And here is the plot description, according to IMDb. An outbreak of dog flu has spread through the city of Megasaki, Japan, and Mayor Kobayashi has demanded all dogs to be sent to Trash Island. On the island, a young boy named Atari sets out to find his lost dog, Spots, with the help of five other dogs, with many obstacles along the way. And these are the voice actors for this film, quite a lot. Bryan Cranston is number one here. Koyu Rankin is Atari. Edward Norton. Bob Balaban, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Kunichi Nomura, Akira Toriyama, Greta Gerwig, Frances McDormand, Scarlett Johansson's in this. Ooh, Akira Ito, Harvey Keitel, F. Murray Abraham, Yoko Ono. Wow,
oh
Yoko Ono, wow. As the assistant scientist. Yeah, right? Tilda Swinton, Ken Watanabe, and so on and so on. A lot of actors, man.
It's quite a cast.
Right, quite a cast. I was surprised by some of those. So, let's talk about Wes Anderson a little bit here. What is your deal with this guy? Do you love him, hate him? What do you feel about him?
I have been very fond of his movies.
Yeah, all or most or?
Most, I think, that I've seen, yeah.
Okay. What are the holes in his collection other than Fantastic Mr. Fox? Which, by the way, I totally recommend. It's really funny.
I'll pick it up one day.
I have it on DVD if you want.
Okay, I'm sure I'll get it digitally one day.
Okay. I'm just curious. Have you seen Darjeeling Limited?
Yes, that was my first one.
Really? That was your first? Huh.
So I saw Bottle Rocket. I saw Rushmore.
Life Aquatic?
I've never seen Tannenbaum's.
You've never seen Tannenbaum's?
Nope.
It's my favorite one. Yep. Oh, man. That's like the best one.
Life Aquatic.
Yeah, okay.
And then Darjeeling Limited.
You saw the Hotel Budapest?
Of course.
Okay. Then, yeah, I think you...
Moonrise Kingdom, Grand Budapest.
Moonrise, okay. So you're only missing two. Right? Fantastic and Tenenbaums. Which might be my two favorite. Oh, man, it's amazing that my favorites.
No, he didn't direct Good in the Whale.
No, he didn't do that. It was Noah Baumbach, I believe.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
well,
just two.
Yeah, okay. So how do you feel about this movie, his latest movie here? I Love Dogs.
I liked it.
Yeah?
I enjoyed it.
Does it meet the level of his other live-action movies? Or is it different? Or?
No, I think it's definitely different. It's,
okay.
His live-action stuff is weird. But this is... it's a good weird.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's always weird. The guy is so... I think he chooses stop motion because... I don't know if you know this about this guy. I mean, you can tell by watching his movies. Wes Anderson is very anal about, like, very... He has...
Visuals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's super, like, super anal about it. Like, he's OCD to the point of it. You know, like, not that I have to read stories about the making of a movie or whatever, but the way he frames shots, like, he... Everything you see in a shot, he puts there purposely. Like, he has such a... from the clothes they're wearing to everything, every detail, he really wants to, like, mull over and contemplate and put it in there for you, you know? So animation, it seems to be, like, the perfect thing for this guy because animation has to be perfect. You know, it has to be perfect. Like, you can't accidentally put something in the background that wouldn't belong there. You know what I'm saying? So I think it gives him more range to be OCD.
Yeah, I mean, it's control.
Yeah, it's control. Yeah. So I do like it for that reason. I do like when he does this kind of thing because of how much control he's able to exert, which can't be a bad thing sometimes, but I don't think it's such a bad thing in this one. I wouldn't say this is my favorite, which I also enjoyed. I also enjoy Isle of Dogs. I don't love it, though. I don't love his movies overall. Like, I love three of his movies, and then the rest I like a lot. And Darjeeling Limited I don't like. But that's just me. And this movie is... has some controversy to it, which we'll talk about, sure. But mainly it's like a strange little tale about cat. It's almost like cat v dog, and you could tell that Anderson seemingly is into dogs. But what do you feel about this story about man's best friend and the whole thing? Like, does the movie feel like a children's tale in a way, or is it meant for adults?
I don't think it's for kids because there's definitely some scenes where not for children.
Oh, I mean, my for
Peter
sure.
did have a family. With a couple little kids, and I'm just like,
Yeah, I probably saw one or two of me too.
I kind of saw, like, the mother kind of, like, eyeballing the dad, like, what the hell are you trying to... What are you making these kids watch? You know? Because they were, like, small kids.
Oh, small. Like, toddlers?
Between, like, maybe 2 to 6.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty small.
Not that.
You know. No, that's pretty small, though. That's impressionable age. No, obviously, I mean, we both know that this movie is... more adulty, but I'm saying, do you think, like, the messages of this movie or whatever are, like, geared for more for kids? Like, this idea of dog and boy, right? It seems like a children's tale.
It's,
right?
But I mean, you know, man's best friend.
Yeah. Do you believe that, by the way?
I think we don't deserve dogs.
Oh, wow. So you're so into dogs that you don't even want to...
God, if I ever got a dog,
yeah.
The day I would have to say goodbye would just be, like, the end of me.
Really? I didn't know you. See, did not know this about you, Luke. I've known you for too long.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, goodness. Over 10 years. Feels like 20. And I did not know that you were that passionate about.
Yeah.
Is it pets or just dogs?
Dogs.
Okay, just dogs. I mean, there's
also
a lot.
Dogs.
I mean, you're in the country where that fits. Like, this is the country that values dogs over human beings almost.
Oh, I value dogs over human lives all the time.
See, there you go. You're one of them.
I see a dog than a person.
You're one of them. You're one of them. I am not one of those. But you are one of them, and that's interesting. And so you fit really nicely in this country then.
Eat the damn things. Is that what you're referring to?
No, that's not what I mean at all. I'm just saying I don't value a human life over a dog. Or a dog over a human, I meant to say that. Like, I don't follow that. I think they're just animals. But that's fine. That's great. Man's best friend.
You're
I get
a dirty
that.
Heathen.
That's like, clearly, to a lot of people, I am a dirty heathen. Right now, a lot of people just turn off their show forever because I said that, and people just don't value my own opinion. Anyway, whatever. It's all cool. It's all cool. I think this movie is very endearing and very cute, and it is very like I love the animation they do. Like when they do fights. Like the way the
little cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Amazing clouds. The movie does really good. I think the movie has an intricate plot that sometimes gets a little too complicated. But besides that, I don't think the movie has really many flaws because the movie follows these characters, these five dogs, helping this boy out. And throughout the whole time, you get some flashbacks. You get other things from the mainland. And you get all this character work and emotion that by the time it gets to... You know, the heartfelt stuff later when, you know, the stick game, right? Throw the stick. And then when you see other things company, when you find out the true nature of whatever. You kind of feel for him. At least I did. And what did you think of what did you think of Wes Anderson choosing Japan or the setting to tell this story?
It's kind of cool because how the story is, it goes like back to like ancient times, like kind of like feudal Japan.
Yeah,
where like the conflict begins. So you have like the whole like, you know, like the two, the opposing families or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess one of them was like pro dog, one was pro cat or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, and you know, pro dog won, but deep down, you know, the remaining survivors are still there, living, and you know,
yeah,
massing up their power.
Yeah,
to take over and dominate and give her to dogs.
So do you feel like it was a good choice to choose this culture to tell the story?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I'm just curious because
I thought it was a cool concept because you know the whole thing was in Japanese, and aside from like the dogs, you know.
Yeah. Well, the dogs spoke English.
Right.
Everything
else was kind of either you had it through like a translator or some.
The movie was creative about how it translated to Japanese. Yeah. Sometimes they would choose a narrator. Sometimes they would choose a surrogate white person in the background, like that
token white girl.
Right, the token white girl that's in the movie, and then obviously the translator we see in the movie. Very creative how it does that. But also, my first thought when I saw the movie in theater is that my thought was that you know what happened. I don't know if you know what happened here around the. Around the 40s, right, to Japanese Americans, is that a lot of them were put in camps and internments and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, because of Pearl Harbor and shit like that. The cages and the way it's all set up, the separation of this entire species of an animal, in this case, dog.
I think
my first thought was that. I'm not saying it is on purpose, but I thought of that, which is, I don't know how purposeful it is. A lot of people, though, Luke, are having a lot of problems. You know, with the PC-ness, political correctness of choosing Japan and the way it treats Japanese people and Japanese culture to like serve the ends of this white filmmaker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not saying I agree with that, but that is some of the backlash of this movie, some of the controversy, and they do serve some points. I remember reading a few things on it. They do serve some points that make sense that I can see where they can dot those lines. But I don't see it personally. I thought it was a very cool movie. And clearly the guy loves Japanese filmmakers. I almost feel like Wes Anderson chose Japan in order to mirror some Japanese great filmmakers and some other stuff. Because I heard there's some...
You know, those PC people are always going to get shit.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because I usually don't pay attention because there's always something wrong with every movie, right? You can find something in every movie. But like this one, they had a lot of points. Some of them I can see it. It can be problematic. I'm not saying I agree. I can see why people would agree. That's as close as they'll ever hear me agree with them, which means I don't. So I want to get into spoilers pretty much right away here so we can just talk freely on it. So I'm just going to say spoilers for Isle of Dogs starting right now.
Diggity.
What's your favorite food?
A double portion of doggy chop from the can mixed into a bowl of broken puppy snaps with a vitamin crushed up into it.
King's the spokesdog for that. He's the doggy chop dog.
Yeah, used to be.
Was that your daily meal?
Not always. My master was a school teacher. We weren't rich, you know. You?
A center-cut Kobe ribeye seared on the bone with salt and pepper.
Wow.
It was my birthday supper every year.
Mine's hot sausage yakitori style. The snack vendor always saved me one on game days.
Hmm. Duke?
Green tea ice cream. My master had a sweet tooth. I probably inherited from her. You heard the rumor, right, about doggy chop?
That's remind us again?
Brand. What rumor?
Oh, they folded. Oh, no. Mm.
Doggy chop folded?
How about you, Chief? What was your favorite food?
Me? Oh, I don't care. Garbage, trash, scraps of rubbish. I'm used to leftovers. Of course, I wasn't always astray.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, of course, I wasn't always astray.
Really? Tell us about that.
So what was what's your favorite character? What was your favorite, like, a persona or a character or a thing in the movie that resonated with you or thought was funny?
I mean, I loved Chief, like...
Chief is the best.
That Edward Norton.
Chief
was Edward Norton, right?
Chief is the main junkyard dog?
Yeah.
No, Chief is Bryan Cranston.
Oh, right. Cranston, yeah.
Dude, he is... He did such a good job with the voice acting.
He is.
It's such good casting. I never would have thought Bryan Cranston would give me such emotions that way from like a scrapyard dog. He bites and doesn't know why and shit. That was really good. When he tells a story about that family taking him in before he bit that kid,
yeah.
I don't know if you remember. He got fed this one meal that he remembers as the only good meal he's ever had. And he bit this kid because he bites and he doesn't even know why. And that just sent him to a hospital or whatever. And, like, yeah, it's a very endearing. And I don't know, Bryan Cranston somehow, that fucking guy, I don't know what he did to me, but it was really good. Because, every once in a while, Wes Anderson will cast someone that's never been in his movies that somehow just knocks it out of the park. He always does that. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, he is.
Like, for me, he did it with Grand Budapest Hotel with Ralph Fiennes. I never thought Ralph Fiennes would ever be in a Wes Anderson movie.
Right.
But he killed it in that movie. Like, he really did a good job. And I was really surprised by it. I really like Edward Norton's character. Rex. Wasn't he the guy who had all the rumors every time? And they were all correct every single time. And all the rumors he had was, he's with these other dogs all the time. How is he getting these rumors? Yeah. Like this mounting joke thing. That was really good. The movie is very, very calculating. It's sometimes cynical, but overall, it does pay off in like emotional comedy and emotional payoffs. I liked it a lot. Anything you want to say about how it all turns out with the ending, the whole conspiracy of cats, people, whatever they are? It's so weird.
It's weird. I just want to get rid of all the dogs.
Yeah. And then murdering the scientist. I love that scene, by the way, when they cut up the sushi and shit. You remember? When they were cutting up the fish and they were making the sushi for that scientist to poison him.
Oh, right.
And then put the last wasabi poison on it.
Yeah.
That was so intricate. That's so cool. I just love watching that.
So I'm like, this is why this whole movie thing was in stop motion.
Right.
Because Wes couldn't get somebody to do that sushi the way he wanted.
Right. I think he wanted to work with dogs, but you can't work with live dogs this accurately. So he decided to make a stop motion movie. That's possible. Here is another problem I just remembered about the controversy. Is that the one white girl is the one girl who's
the savior
of the thing.
She's just got an Asian fetish, that's all.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that. A lot of us do. You're right. Also, her loving Atari from afar.
Right.
And Atari has like...
Plus,
yeah,
her having to be white is kind of how we can understand a nice chunk of the movie.
So
it had to have been done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like if the movie does all this work to translate other stuff, what can they do it for her, right, or something? I understand the problem.
Bring an Australian girl in there.
Yeah, maybe. You're right, maybe. I'm not saying it's not great, but it's not bad either. What do you think of Atari? We never understand the boy.
No, he's...
We get no translation for him.
He's just trying to find his dog to the point where he just hijacks a plane and crash lands on the island.
That was really funny, by the way.
The
thing on the set, whatever that was. He got it twice. I think that kid's like brain damaged. No, my question is that did that bother you that you didn't know what he was saying?
You don't need to know. That's the thing.
I agree.
It's just his actions. He's just trying to find the dog.
Yeah. There's good and bad examples of that. I think of here's a bad one. I can't think of a good one right now. But a bad example of doing that is do you remember that movie with Ben Affleck when he saves people in Iraq?
Daredevil.
No, in Iraq.
Argo.
Thank you, Argo. Then they make that fake movie.
Right.
When they have those terrorists or some of those background people yell constantly in Islamic, I think, or Muslim, whatever other languages, but they never put subtitles on them. It feels like that. It's like they're using the language negatively to portray them as bad people.
Right. Some guy's probably just yelling out like ham sandwich. I can't eat you.
Right. Yeah, or something like that. Or we love this movie. We love Argo. I feel like that's a bad example of it, but this one doesn't do that. And I think I like Atari overall. Yeah, but I think the ending was really nice and neat. They always have to have a death, of course, because Wes Anderson loves playing with death, at least with one character. You ever notice that? All his movies have one person dying, I think, at least. Give or take.
I'm trying to think of who died in Moonrise Kingdom.
I mean, not in Bottle Rocket. I think Moonrise Kingdom, not there either. But I'm pretty sure Darjeeling did, Life Aquatic did, Budapest did, this one did. That's four.
Right.
I don't know
He's
about.
He's got a theme going.
Well, Tenenbaum's did, yeah. He did, yeah. No spoiler, but watch that movie. It's so good. Yeah, but I like the ending. I can't speak much to the ending or anything I remember. But anything you want to say about how it all shaped up for you? Was it too wrapped up too neatly? How do you feel about the ending?
My go-to response of more closure, I don't think I need it.
You don't think you needed it?
I think it just wrapped up beautifully.
Oh, you did? With the new litter of puppies and the...
Yeah, everything just kind of worked out. It was kind of cute.
So you did like...
And heartwarming, you know?
Yeah, okay. I agree. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, I don't think, though, this movie goes beyond what it's doing. Like, I don't think this movie's saying a whole lot. Like, I think it likes Japanese culture and Japanese filmmakers, so it does homages. So I think the movie likes stop motion animation, so it has fun with it. It shows you interesting fights. It shows you how to make sushi in stop motion animated, so you can see the wonder of it. I think the movie is into dogs and into the whole dynamic of man's best friend, so it shows you a bunch of that too. I don't think the movie is anything beyond that. You think the movie's saying anything beyond that, or it's just like a fun movie to watch?
I'm sure it's definitely saying something, but I'm not trying to, like, you know, pick at it. It's just fun to watch.
I mean, that's what we do here is pick.
Yeah,
but I'm with you. I don't see anything either.
I don't need to do like dissect this movie. It was just so fun. It was cute, heartwarming, kind of wholesome. You know, mm-hmm. Puppies.
No, I'm with you. I agree with you. I definitely don't think it's it needs to be picked on that way. So that is our review. Pretty short, but it's a bonus review of Isle of Dogs. I don't know what the next one is because I'm not next month yet. But thanks for hanging out with us. I'll see you guys next month. Till then, I'm Oscar
and Luke.
See you later.